From Spark and Anvil and NeuralQuest, this is Odds and Verge, in Chapter 1 of the NeuralQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Odds the Owl and Verge the Fox share a workbench in the middle of the learning center, and they are forever passing one thing back and forth across it, a decision half made. Odds holds up a card with a number on it. Verge walks his little fence and decides whether the number crosses his line. Between the two of them, and only between the two of them, a guess turns into a real, out loud yes or not yet. "I can tell you how sure the machine is," Odds says, tapping her dial. 71%. "And 71%, Verge says, "isn't a decision until I say whether it's enough." He nudges his fence. "That part's mine." They grin at each other. Neither can finish the job alone. And that, they'll tell you, is the whole point. Odds does the how sure. All morning, she turns vague machine feelings into honest numbers. Not probably, but 71. Not pretty likely, but 92. Not, maybe, but a middling, uneasy 54. "My number is the truth about the doubt," she says. "It never rounds up to look braver than it is." She lines up three guesses, 71, 92, 54, and lays their cards on the bench. "There," she says, "that's everything the machine actually thinks. But notice, I haven't decided anything. A number, all by itself, just sits there being honest. Somebody still has to act." She slides the three cards across the bench to the fox. That somebody is Verge. Verge does the how sure is sure enough. He takes Odds's three cards and walks them to his fence, one at a time. "This is a spam filter," he says, "and I'd rather miss a little spam than throw away a real letter. So my line sits high, at 90. He holds each card up to the line. 92? Crosses. Yes, that's spam. 71? Doesn't cross. Not yet. Let it through, just in case it's real. 54? Not even close. Let it through." He sets the cards down. Same three numbers Odds handed me, but where I put the line decided which became a yes. He taps the fence, delighted. "And if this were a smoke alarm instead, I'd drop the line way down, because now I'd rather have a false toast panic than miss a fire. The number stays honest. The line does the choosing." Then a hard case landed on the bench, and it took both of them, working together, to do it right. A hospital tool had looked at a scan, and Odds read its confidence. 80% sure something was wrong. 80, she said. High-ish, not certain. 20 out of 100 like this turn out fine. Verge frowned at his fence. "So where do I put the line? If I set it low, we scare a lot of healthy people. If I set it high, we miss some sick ones." They looked at each other and did the thing neither could do alone. They laid Odds's honest 80 against the cost of each mistake, out loud. "A missed sickness is worse here than a scary checkup," Verge said slowly. "So the line goes low, 60, and 80 crosses it. Check again." Odds nodded. "And because it's only 80, not 99, we say check again, not you're sick." The confidence gave the true weight. The line made the true choice, and only the two of them together turned a machine's cautious 80 into a kind, careful, honest human decision, one that neither the number nor the line could have made by itself.
"So the number and the line are like two hands," a kid said, watching. "One holds how sure, the other holds how sure is enough, and a real decision needs both to close?" "That's it exactly," Odds said, and Verge nodded so hard his ears flopped. They passed the last card between them one more time, her honest number, his chosen line, and set the finished decision down together, gently, on the middle of the bench. Under the quiet, both of them felt the same calm settle in. Not the wobble of a number with no one to act on it, not the recklessness of a line drawn with no honest number to cross it, but a warm, paired, well-met steadiness. The particular ease of two who each did only their own true half and trusted the other to do theirs, so that between them a hard call came out honest and kind. That met in the middle, neither alone, better together feeling, steadier than either the number or the line could ever be by itself, was to Odds and Verge exactly why they shared a bench at all.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Odds and Verge. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.